Okay, so picture this. You're drowning in credit card debt. Your apartment looks like an episode of Hoarders. And you're scrolling through Instagram,
Yeah.
totally green with envy over someone's ridiculously expensive avocado toast. Sound familiar?
Yeah, I think we've all been there.
Right. It's like we live in a world that screams, spend more, get more, be more. But what if the secret to a richer life was actually less?
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah, so that's what we're diving into today, minimalism and finance.
Have it.
But before we dive in too deep, we're not talking about becoming, monks or anything. We're not talking about living with just a straw mat and a single chopstick.
Unless that's your thing, of course.
Exactly. Unless that's your thing. We're exploring how embracing minimalist principles can lead to greater financial freedom and, dare I say, a more meaningful life. And to help me unpack this, I've got an expert on all things minimalist living.
It's a pleasure to be here. It's interesting you mentioned that feeling of drowning in stuff. That's often the catalyst for people to explore minimalism. It's about recognizing that our possessions and, by extension, our finances can often end up owning us.
Ooh, that's deep.
Minimalism flips the script, putting you back in the driver's seat.
No, I like that. Flipping the script. So instead of our finances dictating our lives, we learn to align them with our values. But let's be real, living with less can seem, well, a little counterintuitive, especially when it comes to money.
Absolutely. We're conditioned to equate wealth with abundance. Like
Right.
the more you have, the better. But minimalism challenges that assumption, suggesting that true wealth comes from aligning your spending with what truly matters to you.
Okay, I like that.
It's about intentionality, not deprivation. It's about focusing on quality over quantity, experiences over possessions, and ultimately living a life that reflects your values, not just your bank balance.
See, now you're speaking my language. I'm all about experiences. Remember that trip I took to the Galapagos Islands last
Oh,
year?
yeah. How could I forget?
Totally worth eating ramen
But,
noodles for a month.
yeah.
Okay, maybe 2 months. But seriously, when you think about it, how many of us are guilty of chasing material things that we think will make us happy?
Right.
But then you buy the thing and the happiness is fleeting.
Right.
And then we're left with a bunch of stuff and an emptier wallet.
Right.
Exactly. And often more stress. We buy things we don't need with money we don't have to impress people we don't even like.
It's a vicious cycle.
It is a vicious cycle. Minimalism helps you break free from that cycle and create a healthier relationship with both your finances and your
Okay,
possessions.
I'm sold on the why, but let's get practical.
Okay.
What are the tangible financial benefits of embracing minimalism? Because I have a feeling our listeners would love to know how this translates into real-world results. Like,
Hey.
can minimalism magically erase my student loan debt? Asking for a friend,
Of
obviously.
course, of course. Well, it might not be magic, but minimalism can certainly help you tackle that student loan debt or any debt for that matter. Remember that statistic we mentioned earlier about the average person spending $314 a month on impulse purchases? That's almost $3,800 a year. That could be going towards paying down debt, building savings, or yes, even funding more epic adventures.
Okay, you had me at Epic Adventures.
Yeah.
But seriously, $3,800. I could do a lot with that. See, this is what I love about minimalism. It shines a light on those unconscious spending habits that are holding us back. Out of sight, out of mind, right?
Precisely. By becoming more conscious of our spending, we naturally start to make different choices. We begin to question those impulse buys, those subscription services we barely use, those expensive lattes that, add up over time. And as we free up more money, we have more options. We can accelerate our debt repayment, build a solid financial foundation, and start working towards our long-term goals.
It's like decluttering your finances, just like you would a messy room. Out with the unnecessary expenses, in with the things that truly matter. But where do we even start? I mean, I have a budget. Sort of. It's more like a loose suggestion that I ignore on a regular basis.
I hear you. Budgeting can feel restrictive, but it doesn't have to be. Think of it more as a spending plan, a roadmap to help you reach your financial destination. And creating a minimalist budget is all about aligning your spending with your values.
So instead of just tracking every penny, it's more about being intentional with where those pennies are going. Give me an example. What's a question I should be asking myself when I'm tempted to buy something?
Ask yourself this: does this purchase align with my values and goals? Let's say you're working towards becoming debt-free, and you're also trying to live a more sustainable life. Does buying that trendy fast fashion item really support those goals? Or would your money be better spent on a high-quality, ethically made piece that will last longer and reduce your environmental impact?
Ooh, that's a good one. It's about thinking beyond the immediate gratification and considering the long-term impact of our choices.
Yeah.
But let's be real. Sometimes we need a little extra help staying on track. Any other practical tips for creating that minimalist budget you mentioned?
Absolutely. One powerful strategy is the 24-hour rule.
Okay.
Thinking about buying something, give yourself a 24-hour cooling off period.
Love it.
Often that initial impulse will fade and you'll realize you didn't really need it after all.
Oh, I need that rule tattooed on my forehead, especially when online shopping. One minute I'm browsing for a new book, the next minute I've somehow added 3 pairs of shoes and a portable espresso machine to my cart.
That's the beauty of online shopping, right? It's both incredibly convenient and incredibly dangerous for our wallets. That's why the 24-hour rule is your best friend. It allows you to step back, assess your needs versus your wants, and make a conscious decision.
Love it. Okay, what else? What about all the stuff I already have? I'm pretty sure I could furnish a small apartment with the things I've impulse bought and never used.
This is where the decluttering comes in. Remember, minimalism isn't about deprivation. It's about owning less stuff, so you can create space for more of what truly matters. And often, that stuff can be turned into cash.
Ooh, a minimalist yard sale. I like the way you think. But seriously, are there other ways to turn decluttering into, like, a money-making opportunity?
Absolutely. Online marketplaces, consignment stores, even donating items for a tax deduction, it all adds up. Plus, there's an incredible sense of liberation that comes from letting go of things that no longer serve you. It's like physically and financially decluttering your life.
I bet. It's funny how our possessions can start to feel like a burden, right? And not just physically. I know when I'm feeling overwhelmed, the first thing I do is start decluttering. It's like clearing out the mental clutter as well.
Exactly. And that's a key point. Minimalism isn't just about your finances or your physical possessions. It's about simplifying all areas of your life, including your mind.
Speaking of simplifying our lives, Our research mentioned this couple who decided to live on just $1,000 a month for an entire year. Talk about a minimalist challenge. I'm all for saving money.
Yeah.
But that seems, I don't know, kind of extreme.
It does, doesn't it? But their story is a perfect example of how embracing a minimalist lifestyle can lead to some truly profound transformations.
So they survived. Tell me they at least had a comfortable couch for all that Netflix they were probably watching.
They did more than survive. They thrived. They traveled, enjoyed hobbies, and still managed to maintain a fulfilling social life, all while living well below their means.
Okay, color me impressed.
Yeah.
What was their secret? Did they find like a magical money tree or something?
Their secret was a complete mindset shift. They realized that true wealth wasn't about accumulating more stuff, but about aligning their spending with their values.
Okay, I like that.
This meant prioritizing experiences, relationships, and personal growth over material possessions.
It's like that feeling you get after a deep clean of your entire house. You know, that sense of lightness and clarity. It sounds like they declutter their lives in a way that allowed them to focus on what truly mattered.
That's a great analogy. And you've hit on a crucial point. The benefits of minimalism extend far beyond our wallets. When we free ourselves from the constant pursuit of more, we create space for other things to flourish. Deeper relationships, increased creativity, a greater sense of purpose, even.
Okay, I have to ask, what about those intangible benefits? Because let's be real, a minimalist mindset won't, like, magically make everyone's problems disappear. There are always going to be those external pressures, unexpected expenses, you know? So how does minimalism help with those less tangible but equally important aspects of life?
That's where the real magic happens. For example, remember that white space we talked about earlier? When you declutter your physical space, you create room for new energy and inspiration to flow. The same principle applies to our mental and emotional space. Minimalism encourages us to declutter our minds, to let go of negative thoughts and limiting beliefs, which in turn opens us up to new possibilities and a deeper sense of contentment.
So it's like hitting the reset button on our lives. Less mental clutter, more mental clarity. I can definitely see how that would lead to stronger relationships and greater appreciation for, like, the simple things.
Absolutely. It's about being present in the moment, appreciating what we have, and focusing on what truly brings us joy. It's about breaking free from the comparison trap and defining success on our own terms, not society's.
I love that. Defining success on our own terms. Because let's be real, keeping up with the Joneses is a recipe for financial disaster. And a whole lot of unnecessary stress.
Yeah.
But what about the naysayers? The ones who think minimalism is just a trendy fad, or even worse, like a form of deprivation. What do you say to them?
I'd say minimalism isn't about deprivation, it's about conscious consumption. It's about questioning the messages we're bombarded with daily, the ones that tell us we need more, more, more to be happy. It's about choosing to opt out of that cycle and defining our own version of a rich and meaningful life. And that version might look different for everyone, right? It's not about following a set of rules, but about finding what works best for you and your unique circumstances.
Totally. So it's less about like having a perfectly minimalist apartment and more about finding a sustainable balance that works for you.
Exactly. There's no one-size-fits-all approach to minimalism. It's about being mindful of our choices, aligning our spending with our values, and creating a life that feels authentic and aligned with our truest selves.
You know, it's interesting how this all ties back to something you said earlier about minimalism being a journey, not a destination.
It is. There's no finish line, no point where you suddenly achieve like peak minimalism. It's an ongoing process of self-discovery, of constantly evaluating your needs and wants and making conscious choices that support the life you want to live.
Well said. As we wrap up this deep dive into minimalist finance, I'm curious to hear your thoughts. What's the one thing you hope our listeners take away from this conversation?
That minimalism is not about having less. It's about making room for more. More joy, more meaning, more freedom. It's about taking control of your finances so they can support your dreams, not dictate your life.
That's a powerful message, and I think it's a perfect note to end on. So, dear listeners, as you navigate this journey called life, remember that sometimes less really is more. Until next time on The Deep Dive, keep exploring, keep questioning, and keep seeking out those things that make your soul sing.